from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we have in the house one of Winnipeg's most sought-after rock bands, the Bloodshots. They have been enjoying the success of their first self-titled album. Lead guitarist Mr. C.J. Lone will be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? It's all going to happen in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from
the Native American Community Development Institute, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, works at the intersection of arts and activism to help Native people realize the futures we envision. To learn more, visit them on the web at nacdi.org.
Join the people of action today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
The Minneapolis American Indian OIC is building a foundation for urban Indians to thrive in. Dakota Institute provides no-cost education, job training, and employment services. To learn more about American Indian OIC's work, visit them at the web at aioic.org.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. And please click to donate.
All right, let's get you going. Let's start the show with music from the Bloodshots. Here's Chemical Imbalance.
Thank you.
That's music from the Bloodshots. Chemical Imbalance. CJ Lone, the guitarist, will be showing up in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, Joy Slam. Who do you want to be? I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Somebody on TV.
Who do you wanna be?
music from the Johnnies. All right, here we go.
Cut me, make me bleed into the depths of your soul eternally. Taste my blood with you, it runs into the eyes of fallen sun. Take away my flesh and bone, cry me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Take away my flesh and bone, cry me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone, yeah. Can't you see, giving every part of my desire, and I'm left with nothing, I'm a smoldering fire. And the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns, fire burns to the darkest day. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave you alone. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. I'm left with nothing, I'm a smoldering fire. And the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns to the darkest day. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone.
That's music from Q Violin, Burning Fire. Hey, I want to invite you over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and get yourself a free issue of the same magazine featuring our guests, Violent Ground, Q Violin, Q Week, and The Bloodshots. That's indigenousandmusic.com. All right, here we go. The United States of America, Jason John. I'm Larry Kay.
Music from the Eagle and the Raven Band. Here's Bond Black Rio. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Por você eu paro o trem pra mostrar disposição e não vejo mais ninguém. Oh, não. Faço tudo pra te ver feliz. Me arrisco na função. Minha vida por um triz. Quero ser seu Superman. Seja minha luz. E não vejo mais ninguém, oh não.
minha vida por um triz. Quero ser seu Superman, seja minha luz.
Music from Joda Quest. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our guest, the Bloodshots, and the lead guitarist, CJ Lone.
Support for today's program comes from...
Visit the Minneapolis American Indian Cultural Corridor, a place where American Indians live, work, and access cultural-specific services, including tribal urban offices, clinics, American Indian Center, art galleries, and cafes. Learn more at nacdi.org.
Join the people of action today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
Dakota GED, a division of American Indian OIC, meets you where you're at in your educational journey with flexible one-on-one tutoring. Earn your GED with connections to post-secondary and career opportunities in Minneapolis. To learn more, visit dakota.org/GED.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we have in our spotlight one of Winnipeg's most sought-after rock bands. They have been enjoying the success of their first self-titled album. We have in the house the lead guitarist of the Bloodshots. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. CJ Lone. Hi, CJ. How you doing tonight?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Sarasota. Real warm down here. How's it up there in Winnipeg?
Seems we're coming to the end of our real warm. We had about... feels like we only had about 3 or 4 weeks of really hot summer, but yeah, you know, you hope for that second wave.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I've been playing the heck out of your music lately. I like that stuff. Glad I found you, and it's your first visit here, so why don't we start off by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get right into the album and the band. Go right ahead, CJ.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I've been into rock and roll music since a very young age, and I've been in a few, you know, bands up here in Canada, and I formed the Bloodshots with some buddies. I was kind of on the tail end of the band I was in. We were just kind of going nowhere, and I had all these ideas, which turned out to be our debut EP.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it catches and takes off, and that's, we just enjoyed the wave, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're still giving her off of it. So.
And a good sound, too. Original. I like it. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real. It's original, and it's almost got a kind of a throwback to like a 90s grunge feel, sort of, but with, you know, some punk elements and good old-fashioned rock and roll, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, when did the band get started? When did this all happen?
The idea started going around about late 2013, and once we finally got together a lot and had songs down packed and we were starting to do shows, it was kind of about a year later, I guess, the tail end of 2014.
Sure.
And we recorded the album over in Toronto, Ontario,
mm-hmm.
At a place called Drive Studios with he's a prominent punk rock producer named Steve Risen. He's worked with bands like NOFX and the Flatliners and quite a few up-and-coming bands in that scene. So
sure.
We're happy with the work he does.
Uh-huh. Now, the new album, you've been having some success, too. Radio play? Gigs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah,
deal.
We've been doing some radio spots here and there, and we just did about... we did about 8 tour dates in July and August up here. We did a show with Slash and a couple other shows, just the, you know, traveling shows.
Yeah.
And some local ones, but yeah.
Sure. Now, who's in the band?
Still going good.
Who's in the band?
So you got myself, Keith Skozik, he's on rhythm guitar. Orvis Thomas, he's also guitar, but he's been moonlighting on bass for us for the past year. Our bassist had some work commitments and stuff he had to take off for, but his name is Garrett Evans on bass, and then we got Jared Masters on drums. He's a little guy, but he makes big noise.
Now, you said you got the surprise album's coming out again, Bloodshot 2.
Yeah, so we have a follow-up. Yeah, it's simply going to be titled The Bloodshot 2, and we recorded half of it in Toronto again, and then we recorded some of it here in Winnipeg. There's a video out for one song off of it called Kill Me Tonight that we did with a program called Digital Drum. They feature a lot of indigenous music and artists. So we shot a studio video with them. So you can find that online.
Right on.
Yeah, it's called Kill Me Tonight, The Bloodshots with Digital Drum. But yeah, we're looking to get that album out this fall. There's a little bit of buzz, a little bit of maybe some label interest. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
The first one was nominated for Rock Album of the Year with the Indigenous Music Awards last year. So we're looking to get back in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Contend.
Start pounding it out. What advice do you have for new Indigenous entertainers breaking into the field?
Oh, you know what? Just keep going. Grind it out. It's going to get tough. You're going to feel like it's, you know, going nowhere sometimes. You're going to get into a rut, but there's times of the year even that are slower than others, but you just got to keep doing what you're doing and don't stop, you know. Worst case scenario, you have a hobby, know. And it's important for that next generation to carry the torch.
Right on.
We've been noticing a lot at our shows, a lot of young youth, whether it be preteens and teens, you know. Some of the shows have been all ages and they've been really loving it, you know, crashing up to the stage and coming and talking to us after. So
right,
it's good to see the young ones liking rock and roll.
CJ, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us on our Instagram page. It's just the Bloodshots 204. You can find us on Facebook as the Bloodshots 204, and we also have a website through kind of a label support thing here.
Sure.
We have called Manitoba Music, and it's manitobamusic.com/thebloodshots.
All right, we're
gonna
go there.
Of those will work. Yep.
Bam.
All right.
I'm going to let our listeners know that we're speaking with CJ Lone, lead guitarist of the Bloodshots. You can hear their music on Spotify, and you can find out all about them on their homepage, Facebook page, The Bloodshots. CJ, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Hey, no problem. Hopefully we can get down there and see you guys in Florida soon.
Heck yeah. We're going to play you a track from their new album. Here is Getting Around.
Another reason to hate.
That was music from the Bloodshots, and that was Getting Around. In case you're just tuning in, CJ Lone, lead guitarist, was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Music from the Julian Taylor Band. Hey, quick mention, if you missed part of our show today, you can always find us on the web. Follow us on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud.
Bailando y cantando es tu castigo por ser diva. Soy el verdugo de tus sueños.
No soy malo, soy veneno.
No me mires a los ojos porque puede que no encuentres nada más que tu reflejo. Yo soy tu infierno. Yo soy tu infierno.
En el lenguaje del amor, yo era el verbo en carne viva. Yo era el dueño de estos bailes, pero todo terminó por
Mr.
E. M-O-S-H
Mr.
E M-O-S-H
Mr.
E M-O-S-H
Mr.
E M-O-S-H
I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like it? I must say I do look gorgeous.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Yo
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Yeah, talk to me, baby. That's it right now, a little closer.
Ahora sí, todos conmigo, vamos a bailar. Ráscale, mi Jason.
Mr.
P M O S H.
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 Mr.
Lopez.
Mr.
T.
Mr.
P Marsh.
Mr.
P.
That's music from Douglas Spotted Eagle, and that's Dance. Before that, Palestina Mosh, Mr. P. Mosh. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. Into Indigenous and Music. Hope you enjoyed today's show and our guest, CJ Lone, lead guitarist of the Bloodshots. I want to thank him for stopping by and giving us an update and letting us know he's got a new album coming out this fall. Hey, if you missed today's show, all of our shows are archived over at indigenousandmusic.com. Come over and check us out, indigenousandmusic.com. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.